Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Irish Civil Service simply doesn't get entrepreneurs. That's one of the claims made by the business lender Grid Finance. Is there any way we can change the culture within the civil service and the investment community? And with banks unwilling to lend to many startups and very weak capital markets in Ireland, many Irish SMEs turn to non-bank lenders to get their funding. And Derek Butler is the chief executive of Grid Finance. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
Remind us why you think civil servants don't get businesses.
I suppose our first foray into the public policy space was back in 2020 when we set up the SME recovery campaign in response to the impact of the pandemic on small businesses. Mm-hmm. And when we first started talking to civil servants back then, we realised they just don't get small business because they felt that many of them should actually fail despite the unique nature of the pandemic. And I think as we've seen the small business sector recover after the pandemic, and some of the policies that have come out, particularly those that are actually driving the increase in the cost base in small businesses, it just underlines that that perception, that feeling in the small business sector that the civil service just don't get small business.
I wonder, is it, Derek, because they have protected jobs, that they are kind of unfireable and they have gold-plated pensions, and so they cannot relate to the huge risk-taking that goes on out there?
Well, I think irrespective of their sort of pay and benefits, it's the simple reality that many of the hardworking civil servants in the country have never had any experience of the private sector or any experience of taking risk. And if I look at who we are in business for in Grid Finance, it's for small independent business owners who decided to plough their own independent furrow and to take a risk.
And often take huge financial risk with their own property sometimes.
100%. And it very often to not make very much for many years in the early stages of their business, hoping that they'll reap the benefits in the long term. And the mindset of that person who goes out and takes a risk and is often the first into their business in the morning and the last to leave is very different to those who are responsible for policymaking in our country. And we need to bridge that gap somehow. I think that, you know, we need to see more people from the private sector taking up leadership positions in the civil service, you know, particularly those like the Department of Enterprise, the Department of Finance. You know, one of our non-executive directors is a former Secretary General of the Department of Finance. We need to see more of the brains of the private sector.
Is your chair the Mayor of Limerick?
He is indeed. He's actually, when he became Mayor of Limerick, he moved out of the chair position and is just sitting on the board now. And we're delighted to still have him on board. He's a wonderful gentleman, and brings a lot of wisdom to us and how we grow our business.
Tell us more about Grid Finance. How does it go about lending to SMEs?
So what we've tried to do in the lending space is to be a little bit innovative. We provide really flexible funding solutions for small business. So you can get finance up to 18 months. And instead of having a big lumpy repayment, you get a flexible repayment. I won't bore you with the details of how that works, but very simply, as your revenue is going up and down in your business, so is your repayment. And that solution over the last 7 years has worked brilliantly for our customers. We also have a brilliant new platform called our Insights platform. One of the things we've realised in the 10 years we're in business is most small independent business owners don't have financial expertise in their business. Mm. They can't afford it.
They can't afford to have a CFO.
They can't afford to have a CFO and very often not even an accountant in their business. And, you know, most business owners are brilliant at doing what they do in their business, but they're not good at the finance piece. So we've built this robo CFO platform that gives them insights into their legal health, their cash flow health, and most importantly, their credit ID or their credit identity. We don't realise in Ireland just how important it is to know what your credit ID is and to know that it's in good order.
And to pay your bills on time to make sure your credit health remains good.
100%. And it's actually really difficult. There's a new central credit register that's been administered out of the central bank. It's really difficult to actually get your credit report. So with our new Insights platform, you can really quickly and easily get your credit report. We'll give you a score, tell you how good it or not it is. And that's really your passport in the economy. If you want to get finance with us or with any bank or non-bank lender, your credit ID is actually critical to being able to do that. So we're providing that really seamlessly. And then we also have an asset finance business that we're building out because we just see a big opportunity to support small businesses in Ireland.
And you have B Corp. What does that mean?
So B Corp is an international accreditation recognising businesses that are in business to do well, but also to do good. And that's something that I personally have really prided ourselves on since I set up the business 10 years ago. It took us 2 years to get the accreditation, and it just gives us that stamp that yes, you know,
you've got ethical basis.
We're an ethical company. You know, yes, we're in business to make money, but actually we want to do some good as well, and there's lots of different ways that we can do that.
Well, best of luck with it, Derek. That's Derek Butler, the Chief Executive of GridFund.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.